I think it went wrong. I think it may have started off with perhaps with good intention. I think the implementation was what was wrong. I think they didn't give it a sort of a fair chance. It was like as soon as the bids were in, there was a lot of focus on making sure that it went to a Trans-Canadian project, mm-hmm. and that just seemed to be the major focus of it. So, you know, I just think that it became evident it was almost a results based process that they were going through.
So, in developing an all-Alaska pipeline, what would it take to get that done?
Well, I think the biggest obstacle right now is not having a governor who has the ability to step up and provide leadership and direction and have a plan. I think the legislature as a whole, I'm convinced they absolutely want to get affordable energy to Alaskans on our schedule. I think if you had a vote right now in the legislature, I think it wasn't so much the passage of a GEO, it was the award of the license to TransCanada, and that passed by 3 votes. So I think today, I don't think that would happen. I think that the legislature is nervous and concerned that we're wasting time and Alaskans' energy are unaffordable in the interim.
Here in Southeast in recent months, one of the main topics of discussion, debate, robust debate, has been the Sea Alaska Land Selection legislation. I know that's a federal bill, but... What would your administration's approach to that issue be?
Well, you know, the way I look at that, and you're right, it is a federal bill, but I guess my concern is that there's unfulfilled obligations from the federal government to Alaska that was not fulfilled from statehood. So let's get those as well. I mean, let's get the deal. We as Alaskans that were promised as far as certain lands that were not transferred to Alaska from the federal government upon statehood has not all been transferred yet. So I'm a big believer that a deal's a deal. And we need to stand up to the obligations on both sides of the deal. So mm-hmm. I see the Alaska issue again. I know that there's federal legislation that's being moved through on that. But I guess I would look beyond just that. I would look at the rest of the state as well and say let's get our lands issues resolved as far as what's supposed to be transferred to the state of Alaska.
It seems that the issue has been not so much whether the land should be transferred, but how and which lands. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just kind of speaks to a larger theme of so many of Alaska's issues being kind of balancing acts between multiple constituencies, you know. So in looking at Sea Alaska, how do you work out a compromise between those who say, you know, Sea Alaska needs to not touch this part of the forest and Sea Alaska that says we've been owed this for 39 years?
Well, it comes down to what's the term of the deal, as far as what was the original terms, and look at that and see what make sure that those were honored. And but again, let's while we're doing that, let's look at the others as well, as far as the rest of the state, and make sure that you know it's broad enough that everybody benefits from it.
Let's shift gears again. The Alaska Marine Highway System. Can you see specific areas that should be improved within the Marine Highway system?
You know, specifically, I'd have to look more as far as schedules and those kinds of things. I know that, you know, living in Prince William Sound for 30 years, the schedule into Valdez and into Cordova and into, you know, Whittier, you know, is important in those schedules. You know, companies and individuals, you know, sort of make major business decisions based upon those schedules. So that's important. So without looking more into it, all I do know is that schedules are very important when you're looking at that mode of transportation.
Let's talk about bigger boats now, cruise ships.
Okay.
hugely important to Sitka's economy, and obviously numbers are down this year. How big a factor is the head tax in what's going on right now with the cruise industry? I mean, do you take them at their word when they say we're not coming to Alaska anymore because of that head tax?
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's – I'm sort of a trust but verify kind of person. And so I hear the sound bites, but I don't typically make decisions based upon sound bites. I make decisions about, you know, what I call adult conversations with the companies that are involved, and you know, see where we are in comparison to other locations that they serve. If they're only ones with a tax, then there should be something changed. Now, my understanding is that the change that's been proposed, the dollar amount change, would still leave money in the port communities. I understand that, and so there shouldn't be any change locally. If that's a true deterrent to visitors coming to our state, we need to look at that seriously, because it's not. We want them to come up and enjoy our state, spend money with our local businesses, and create the employment that we do. And if a head tax is a deterrent to that, we ought to look seriously at removing that.